waking up Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife with the greatest hits. This is Bob in the Morning. Bob in the Morning.
On digital radio, online and on 1548.
Hiya, good morning. 3 minutes after eight, Bob in the Morning on digital radio 4th2. The final breakfast show from me. We finished at 10 o'clock this morning and I'm playing some of my favourites and hopefully some of your favourites as well. Here's the Elgins. By the way, I'm not going to disappear into the ether.
You certainly are not.
No, I'm off the breakfast show, and I've enjoyed the 7 years here that I've been doing it for the third time. Can you believe this? This is the third time they've got me on the breakfast show. And it's about time I got it right. But anyway, I might be popping up here, there and everywhere, and but I'm going to take a rest for a few months if you're wondering what's happening. Robin Galloway, now you've got to tune in on Monday. Robin Galloway is going to look after you between 6 and 10 on The Breakfast Show here on 4th2. So Robin, by the way, is absolutely brilliant, so and he'll be playing all your favourite tunes as well.
Yes.
The greatest hits of all time. That's Duncan Brown, and that's called Journey, and that's what I've been on for the last 36, 37 years. What a journey it's been. It's been a fantastic journey. But, hey, listen, I'm not just going to, at 10 o'clock, disappear into the ether and go away on the banks of the River Tweed and start fishing for the rest of my life. No, I'm going to do other things. There's loads of things organised, loads of projects, and I may well be back. I might pop on your radio from time to time, which would be very nice, but I won't be here on The Breakfast Show as from today. Robin Galloway will look after the show, and he's brilliant. He'll be here on Monday morning.
Are we going to take a break?
We'll have to take a break because that's what pays the wages.
That's right.
Right. Or the redundancy. 17 minutes to 10.
You versus being taken for granted.
Digital Radio 4th2, Grant's still here.
Yeah, I'm still here, and I've got good reason. We are interrupted. You've been playing some fine tunes this morning,
Bob. Thank you very much. I picked them myself.
And I particularly liked when you played Ossi Bossi Bisa
Bossa. Ossi Bossi Bisa Bossa.
Yeah, when you played that earlier on. However, I couldn't let you go, Bob, and we couldn't have your last show without something a wee bit of a surprise for you. So I've lined up a wee bit of audio, and there's just a few messages that we'd like to play. So if you see that thing I put onto your playlist there?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could just press play. Keep your headphones on. Now, the quality dips somewhat throughout, so you'll need to listen and pay very close attention. Have a...
No matter where you are, no matter what you do, be sure that Radio 4 is close to you.
Good evening. Hey, Bobby, how are you? Hey. Well, listen, don't worry about it, because you know me. I mean, I've been sacked about 8 times. And there's always greener grass on the other side, as I was saying to Mr. Romanoff. No, listen, if you're really interested, to occupy my time, I joined a wine club, and we meet in the park twice a week. So if you'd like to join us, listen, Bob, all the very best. You've been a great servant to Radio 4th, and I wish you all the best for the future. Remember, Bob, it's going to be a scorcher.
Good morning. It's a bright new day, and all you want, well, we'll bring your way. Let 194 stay close to you all day.
Hi, this is Tony Hadley here on Radio 4th. And why am I on Radio 4th? Because I'm wishing Bob Malcolm a very, very happy, I think, retirement. He's been on Radio 4th for 37 years. Bob, have a fantastic retirement. Whatever you do, play lots of golf, have fun, and just wishing you all the best, mate. All the best. Take care. Bye.
That's the brothers Gary and Mark Kemp, Spandau Ballet, along with a few other guys, and Becker and Co. as well. That's called Chant Number One. I don't need this pressure on. Must tell you, I don't know if you're doing anything tomorrow. Especially tomorrow afternoon, because Radio 4th, Radio Clyde and Radio Tay, that's all the commercial radio stations so far here in Scotland. I believe there's another one opening on Monday up there in Aberdeen, so I wish them luck anyway. That's north south. Anyway, back to 4th, Clyde and Tay. They're all meeting tomorrow up at Loch Erne Head, which is up past Stirling, I believe.
Bob, it's Jay Crawford. Remember me? Well, I'm sorry to see that you've got your last show today, but I want to wish you all the best for the future. Got many happy memories, a lot of them radio and some of them football as well. I'll never forget Jimmy Johnson and Willie Henderson when you and I were playing in a variety club match, a charity game with those two, and what a thrill that was. Anyway, all the best, Bob. Have a great time in the future. Enjoy retirement.
Good morning, Bob. It's your old breakfast crew partner here, Steve Jack. I can't believe they always say that children grow up quickly, but 50 years, unbelievable. Just like a flash, but all the very best for the future. I've enjoyed working with you, and since then I've enjoyed listening to you. All the best, pal. Cheers.
Bob, it's Alan Stewart here. I've just been told that you are leaving 4th2 after 37 years. You must have been there when I had my little Saturday morning programme, which didn't actually last much longer than 37 minutes before I was out the door. Anyway, we won't go into that. Congratulations on all those wonderful years. I'm sure you've got so much ahead of you now. And if nothing else, just think you'll be able to have a lie-in. Oh. Fantastic. Good luck, Bob.
Kickstart your morning with Bob Malcolm on 1548 4th2.
Hi, Bob. It's Craig and Charlie from The Proclaimers, your high bees nightmare.
Congratulations on 37 years broadcasting for Radio 4th.
Thanks for all the support.
Breakfast on 4th2 with Bob in the morning, playing one great song after another.
Hi, this is John Robertson here, wishing Bob Malcolm all the very, very best after 37 brilliant years. Listen to him, it just won't be the same. Bob, good luck and all the best. Cheers.
Hey, Bobo.
What about that, eh?
Some pals wanted to say, hiya.
Hiya. I thought Eamon Andrews was going to come through the door there and say, this is your line.
Almost. There's one I forgot to... There's a wee card there as well.
What happened? So, the lights went down for a second.
There's a wee card there as well. Somebody who I couldn't get onto the audio.
All right.
Someone wanted to drop off a wee card.
Do you want me to read it?
Absolutely. Just open that, read it out. Okay. It was only fitting from one legend to another.
Good luck.
Good luck.
And it comes from... Pat Stanton. Do you know, Pat Stanton, I loved him as a Hibs player. That's he was a magician on the park, and I appreciate that. Pat, thanks very much. Isn't that really nice? Thank you. And you can sign it as well, Grant. Well,
I'd be honoured, nay thrilled.
And I tell you what, I didn't know that was happening, and it was lovely to hear from, say, Steve Jack, who I haven't seen for absolutely ages.
We took a wee bit of tracking down, but we found him out in Sardinia.
I was going to see the Sardinia or Ukraine.
Yes, he's holding. It's the reason it was a wee bit dodgy, but we found him.
And Bill Bartley, how wonderful Bill Bartley is, isn't he? He's so funny. Really, I miss him so much, absolutely. But listen, thanks very much, Grant, for popping. I know you've got a radio show to do next door.
What's your highlights over the 37 years in this?
Did you not read the evening news?
I did, but, you know, from
the... I mean, I'm not going to go through it again. I got interrogated the other day, and now you're starting to interrogate me again.
We're not letting you away, just like that, you know.
Do you want me to go through the highlights? Because we've only got about a minute.
Well, I don't want to get in the way. Have you got one last tune to play or something
like
that?
I've got one last tune.
Okay.
Oh, it's a belter, by the way. It's one of my faves. Yeah. Highlights, probably winning a Sony Award.
Yeah.
A Music Recognition Award, which I was frantically trying to look for in the house the other day. I can't find it. I've lost it. My wife put it out
in the
bucket.
Loft.
Yeah. But there's been lots of highlights. It's funny, actually. Liam, who interviewed me the other day, he says, right, Bob, good times and bad times. What was the good time, name a really good time? So I says, oh, I can tell you good times and bad times, and honestly I can't think of any bad times. There must have been some, but they've just gone blank. I think you always remember the good times.
Well, that's testament to your time here, Bob. Definitely.
Absolutely. And I'd just like to say, I'm not going to disappear into the ether. I may pop back now and then to get you a coffee in the morning. But thanks to Grant and to everybody else and to everybody at Radio 4th and all the listeners, because if it wasn't for the listeners, I wouldn't be here, to be quite honest with you. You've been absolutely fantastic, and I'll see you and probably speak to you very soon. I've got one more to play. You don't mind if I just
go right ahead.
Put it on. See you later.
On digital radio, online, and on 1548. This is 4th2 News.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Ryan Gilbert. Britain is set to become the first country to allow babies to be born with three genetic parents.